very back row of the concert. You can't even see the band. And, back of some guy's hand that has like fuck shaved into it or something.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
It has BW shaved into it or something, I thought. And
yes,
we sit on cheap beer and got nowhere to pee, so. Yeah, but you're at this show, eh? So it's like there's supposed to be some hot band we're waiting to see.
Yeah,
know.
It's real hot.
A bunch of goofs from England or something. I don't know, this better be good. And we're almost out of beer. And we got any dope left?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
We have some
maybe, kind of, possibly.
We shouldn't admit to it, perhaps, but yeah.
Yeah, we have nothing. We don't even have beer. We're dry. We need some.
They let us through the gates, man.
We need some. Send it to us now. Now! Now!
I can never tell which mic is which. Or okay. Fortunately, I smuggled it.
Oh, man.
It's loud. So I have this. I have the best trick for, like, if you want to smuggle whiskey into the concert, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, we did this. We've done this before.
Number 9.
This works great. You go to the liquor store before the concert, and you get yourself a six-pack of beer and a Mickey or whiskey, right? And so what you do is you go in the bushes behind the stadium, and you drink the six-pack, except for one can, and you leave the ring on it. Leave the ring, the little ring tab thing on it, you know, like the plastic thing that you're supposed to cut up in case ducks get strangled on it. You know the one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you keep on the last beer, and you stick that in your bag so that when you go in, and you put the whiskey in your boot, like strap it to your leg so it's just above your boot, kind of like a cap, you know, nobody will notice it, right? You have a nice big elephant bell on so nobody will check out that there's bottles in your boots, right?
Yeah.
That was the whole point behind those pants, right? Big fat rat pants were for hiding guns in your pockets. These ones were hiding Mickey's in your boots. Thank you very much. Anyways, so what you do is you go there, and then when the guy searches, you know, he goes through your bag and he comes up with this beer. And it has like the ring tab still attached to it, and you go, "It's my last beer, man. Take it. He goes, "Okay, get out of here." And he sends you in. And you've just drank 5 beer, and you have an entire Mickey of whiskey in your boot. And you're just ready to go chair surfing. what's this band's name? It's like Led Floyd or
Zeppelin.
Pink Smith or something.
It's a lost Led Zeppelin track.
You've
heard it here.
This is a lost Zeppelin track that you're hearing here. Yeah, and late breaking Phil Collins news, of course, you can hear over on the queue.
Phil Collins is still dead.
Phil Collins is still bald. And no fault of his own. He's a wretched composer, and his lack of depilation has nothing to do with it. So we're going to
you guys suck. Bombs! Place there we have it. Your bombs.
Wait, I'm going to throw this beer can in. I'm just going to huck it.
Woohoo!
Oops. Hit that big guy in the back of the head. Just look around like you don't know. So, I feel like I can make a bong out of this beer can. I thought I could make a wicked bong or I set the grass on fire. Oh no. Oh. Should we yell fire in a crowded Pink Floyd concert or would it be irresponsible and badly coordinated of us? Would it indicate some sort of progression to harder stuff? That's remarkably realistic though. So, I don't know,
my feet are on fire, man.
It's kind of nice, though. It's just sort of a warm glow, you know. It kind of adds to the overall vibe, really. I kind of dig it.
Yeah.
I think I'm peaking, man. Is that music really loud, or is it my imagination?
It's just
fuck, man. You look like a giant cricket, you know that? You look at him, he looks like a fucking cricket.
Ow! Damn!
Bugs, bugs, bugs. Please go to heaven. Look at that. Holy jeez. Cool.
Looks like King Dover.
I'm waiting for the flying pig. We're supposed to have a big flying pig. This is like mega budget, multi-million dollar radio. Imagine that we have lots of money and that you're looking at a giant flying pig right now.
Pig. Pig. Pig.
Especially the lots of money part. So anyway. Oh, geez, they really like this jam, don't they? Holy.
What are these guys again?
Is this the band that does My Sharona?
I think so. I think it was.
I like Wicked Loud.
Wow.
Huh. So, I don't know, I could do the duck joke, or we could just do the business and get out.
The duck joke?
The duck,
I'm freaking out on this music.
Yeah. Let's hear the duck joke.
It's wicked. Okay, I'll tell you the duck joke while it's being quiet. Okay. So, like, a duck walks in. It's like a little general store in the middle of, like, Podunk. You know, a little backwoods general store. Duck walks in, right? Storekeeper's there behind it. Kind of, duck walks in and he goes, "Hey, shopkeeper, you got any duck food?" And the shopkeeper looks in and goes, "Well, no, I don't have any duck food." And he goes, "Okay," and he walks up. He comes back in the next day and he walks in. Well, back walks in and he goes, "Hey, shopkeeper, you got any duck food?" And he goes, "No, I told you yesterday. I told you. I don't have any duck food." So the duck goes away. And the next day he walks back in and he walks up to the duck. Walks up to the storekeeper and goes, "Hey, shopkeeper, you got any duck food?" But I told you, twice already, I don't have any duck food. Go away and leave me alone. Talking ducks, what's the matter with me? Anyway, the next day, the shopkeeper's there. He knows the duck is going to come in. He's really on edge about it. So the duck comes walking in. He goes, "Hey, shopkeeper, you got any duck food?" And the shopkeeper blows up. He goes, "If you ask me one more time if I have any goddamn duck food, I'm going to nail your goddamn bill to the goddamn floor." So the duck goes, "Oh, you got any milk?" He goes, "No!" "Oh, well, how about some duck food?" We are just stoned enough to laugh at this. It's good. That's good. That means we're making progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's to Kevin Codfish. Should we... oh, God, you got to have a joke for me. Come on. Something sick, something bad. What was the joke? The guy phoned in and had a joke.
Oh. I don't know.
Why do you smack a blonde in the head when she's... It was something to do with, I don't know,
between a mosquito and
Pamela Anderson. Local girl, by the way.
Yes.
What is the difference?
The difference between mosquito and Pamela Anderson?
Yes, yes.
Mosquito will stop sucking when you slap.
Oh. Is that it? Okay, never mind.
That was bad.
Okay.
That wasn't ours.
Thank you for telling it, though. Thank you for sharing it with us. If you have a better joke than that, phone it in, and we can give it us. The whole of Victoria is thrilled.
I have no humor. I can do political ranting if you wish.
Go ahead. That's perfectly valid.
Something, remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about what the local Thompson Rag was planning to do?
What?
Which was the cutting of the pay for the delivery boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Or making it so you also couldn't have a delivery boy because there wouldn't be anybody who was not a...
They're going to automate it, right?
No. They're going to make it so it's all adults delivering your papers.
Uh-huh.
So
people need work bad enough.
But then they're going to put a $28 a day salary cap on it.
So all you can make is 20 bucks a day?
Yeah.
Good God. Revolution now, folks. Revolt, you a bunch of weirdos. You're
yes.
waiting for it. It's insane. And you know what? And you know what they're going to do with the money that they save by cutting everybody's jobs down to 28 bucks a day? You know what they're going to do, right? More powdered wigs and silver snuff boxes. Right?
Oh, yes.
Off
oh,
with
yes.
their heads. Fresh their skulls. Get on with it. Jeez, how many times do I have to say it, you bunch of ninnies? Get on with it.
They need the money to get their new BMWs, though.
Yeah.
How can we deny them that?
20 silver Gucci shoe trees, folks, and they printed burblings in the Vancouver Sun. Entire page of Brian Mulroney ranting about Quebec like anybody gives a damn. Come on. Where's the money, Brian? Just show us the money. We're all starving. Buy us lunch, you bastard. Oh, anyway.
Crush his skull. Crush it now.
Ow. I gotta give Maggie her senior here. If I don't save the wee turtles, who will? Save me from the wee turtles. Can we talk our way through this entire Pink Floyd bootleg song?
Oh.
Or should we even try it?
I don't know.
Snore. Everybody snore. If you're gonna try, I don't know. Maybe we should put on the cue for late Britain, Phil Collins.
Just kidding. Phil Collins is still bald. Brian Adams, he's just getting older.
Brian Adams, what's the deal? I don't even know. Brian Adams to me is just the replacement guy in Sweeney Todd. Always will be, I'm sorry. The second rate Mick Gilder.
Yeah,
and he's not even as cute.
I saw Brian Adams on his first Canadian tour.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
It was terrible.
It was awful.
I saw Elvis Costello on his first Canadian tour.
Oh?
I don't remember. I was really wasted. I was about 16 years old and we had a Mickey and Whiskey. I don't know. I think I packed behind them. They had the Battered Wives opening. That was fun. It wasn't like this boring fucking English hippie rock show.
I was really drunk at the time.
I was really drunk at the time. It's all in the mind.
Oh, man.
Looking out the door like you're waiting for the cops to come. 721-8700, by the way. If you want to, you can phone in and agree with us or disagree with us. But be warned, if you disagree with us, we're going to tell you where to stick your hand. Right? Okay.
Otherwise, we're going to play more hippie shit.
Yeah.
We're going to play some more old hippie shit, some more old crusty old records, some more local bizarre stuff, and this and that and the other thing. I think we better get out now while there's a break. Oh, the show's over.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
It's time to go home anyway.
Run home.
Oh, yay. No. Play My Sharona. Yeah, bastard. Bums.
What do you want to do with this Mickey?
Yeah, bums. You better take it out in the parking lot and finish it there.
Mommy, there's snow playing up in the sky.